Hi, I'm Bloodied Porcelain. You may know me as the storyteller for Hunter Wayfarer and Scion Apotheosis. What you're about to hear is what we call a hype train episode for our talk show, After Dawn. After Dawn is a show where the casts, storytellers, and even artists are interviewed about their roles in bringing our shows to life. Hype trains, though, are dedicated to letting you, our listeners, know what to expect from an upcoming show. Hype trains are always released to the public on day one, but our other After Dawn episodes are only available on our Patreon for the first month before they are finally released to the public. So, if you like what you hear and you want to hear more, please think about signing up for our Patreon at patreon.com/hallowedhavenstudios. Thanks! Now on to the Hype Train episode for Hunter Wayfarer, Season 3.
Good morning, Hallowed Haven family. This is After Dawn, the show where we sit down and have a cup of coffee with the cast, crew, and creators behind Hallowed Haven Studios Productions. I'm Solomon, and with me is my intrepid co-host, Grizz.
And it's time for a Hype Train!
Let's go. I'm excited for this.
I can tell, as we should be, because this is the Hype Train episode for Wayfarer, Season 3. Our flagship show for Hunter the Reckoning.
And a lot of things happened at the end of the last season. I mean, had some werewolf killing, help a god escape to his actual world and shit. One of our characters now leads the cult.
That's really the biggest revelation is the fact that people can, that he now leads a cult. And people say that vampires are bad.
Yeah, no, those vampires in that season totally should have been killed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally could have happened.
Sounds like someone's jealous.
Yes, I. Anyway, with us here today is the runner, the storyteller, and the absolutely wonderful Bloody Porcelain.
Hello.
Hello. So, BP.
Grizz.
How excited are you?
I'm excited and a little sad all at the same time.
No, don't be sad. Why are you sad?
Well, I've absolutely loved running Wayfarer, but this is probably going to be our final season. We're getting to the point where we are tying up loose ends and dealing with people's personal stories. And unfortunately, with the way that 5th edition Hunter has been developed, there isn't a whole lot of upward mobility in the system. So if you don't cut your players back to like less than half of what they suggest you give them for experience every session, they're gonna kind of cap out and start stepping on each other's toes really quickly. So we decided that the story's kind of gotten to the point where we can wrap it up in one maybe two more seasons if they take forever to finish things, but I don't think they will. Then it'll be time for me to think of other projects. So I'm excited, super, super excited for the new season, but also kind of sad because it's a little bittersweet.
Well, that makes sense. We've had some pretty significant changes to our cast and crew, to our cast of players, or not our players, our characters, since last season. I've heard that we now have a major change in Rosanna. I heard that she was changing the type of hunter she is.
Yeah, so given everything that has happened to Rosanna over the course of the last two seasons, it became very clear by the end of last season that Rosanna may have started out an inquisitive, but she has kind of expanded and developed, and as she has learned more about the world and learned more about her own personal family history and her intersection with the Fae, with changelings, it has kind of changed the paradigm through which she sees the world. So rather than simply being an inquisitive who wants to know how everything works, Rosanna has decided that she wants to go faithful hunter.
Interesting. And is that faith in a particular religion, or is that faith connected to her changeling connections?
That is something people will have to tune in to find out.
Ooh.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with other particularly faithful people.
Totally not.
No, not even close.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
The sound of pen scrabbling on paper. I guess my question is going to be in the same vein. Have any of the other characters like taken anything different, tried anything else new? Or has everything been the same?
They've all, you know, increased in what they can do. They're all going to come in with some slightly new things, but none of them have done like a full shift other than Rosanna. Rosanna swapped from one type of hunter to another, while the others have mostly just expanded on their currently existing skill sets. Piper has gotten more, is doing more with robotics and drones and things like that, which she was already doing. She's just gotten better at it. And Isabel, I believe, has picked up some stuff that allows her to work with animals because they have Gozer traveling with them now.
And obviously, Gozer is the strongest one of them all.
Absolutely. He has his moments.
He does, yeah.
He survived fighting two werewolves and getting shot by dragon's breath. I'd say he's a pretty badass dog.
Indeed.
That's like less than a week, too.
Right?
Only that dog could speak. Thoughts?
Questions? Probably ask for a raise.
All right. Purina spits it out. What is it?
Now I know that multiple of you are decent cooks. Why am I not getting a raw food diet like I'm supposed to?
Where's my filet mignon?
Oh, that's currently in the gas tank because we drive on an RV that's sucking up all of our money.
Oh, that's fair. We have to keep repairing it because something keeps happening to it.
Yeah, are there upgrades to the RV? Is it like fully armored, ready to go, new paint job?
They kind of already upgraded their RV. They traded in the really old one for a much newer, sleek, kind of like bus style of RV last season. So there's not a whole lot else that they can do, really, except maybe adjust some of the onboard facilities for it. Like I imagine Isabel's lab/med bay is probably a little bit better. But beyond that, I don't think that there's a whole lot more that they could add in, realistically.
So now the med bay can hold two bodies when they jump into the swamp.
You know, ideas. So we can't ask for too many details because it's a hype train and we want you to be excited. But are there any character story points that we actually do know about that you were looking forward to addressing?
Oh. I can tell you that we are going to be dealing with Rosanna's and Piper's personal story ties that played into last season a lot. Those are going to come full circle this season. And Isabel's will probably by default come along at about the same time. They all sort of, without really talking to each other, created characters that are all sort of linked into the same groups, if not the same issues. Does that make sense? That without really discussing it or whatever, they all sort of created character backgrounds that had disparate ties to certain powerful and shady and potentially destructive agencies out there in the world. So
That's 50 hollow dollars to anyone who can figure out what she's talking about. Better rewatch everything. 80 organizations.
Agencies.
I'm so sorry.
It's even worse.
Yeah.
No,
you're right. You're right. No, forgive me, Bows. So he didn't leave them. I don't think there's a way for them to do that, but there's no way to contact Loki, which would have been a really cool idea, but I don't think that's gonna happen.
He's gone. He's not in their world anymore. His girlfriend is still around somewhere. But is not he's not here anymore.
I guess the question is, who's gonna steal Loki's girlfriend?
Well, they'll have to get through the dragon.
Yeah, the dragon is a bit of a wall to prevent such things.
They just have to get him to approve. Sure, that'll be easy. It'll be fine.
You really want this to happen now, actually? Listen, I just want to talk to your mom.
No.
Note to self, have Saul come on as the dragon.
Speaking of people coming on for parts, are there any SPCs that you might want to hint at coming along and possibly showing up?
Well,
she killed most of them.
A lot of the SPCs are either dead or purposefully in the background. There is a chance we might see Peter again. I have a new SPC that I have cast. I don't know that he'll ever actually play into things, but I cast him just in case. He is going to be played by Bookkeeper.
Ooh.
Who we have gotten to see in other, we got to see in another game, The Good Society. We got to see how good he is at kind of a getting into character and going off on these really, really well. It feels like they're all pre-written, but a good chunk of it wasn't. These really well done monologues and rants. So I was just like, you have the perfect skill set for the character that I'm thinking. Please come play this for me if I need him. So that's on the list.
You can find a great example of that at Halotape the Seal. That's on youtube.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or on our website, hallowedhavenstudios.com/betrothed and betrayed.
Fantastic. Any inclination as to if the Linnea Society may rear its ugly head again, or are they basically off the board now that they're not associated with Loki?
They might. That is very up in the air because their tie-in was very specific. And the character that they were originally tied to, Victoria, is dead now. So whether or not they're going to play in is kind of up in the air. We'll see what the players do.
Fun.
I guess the only other thing we can truly ask, because you can't tell us much more than this. Would you be so kind as to give us the slightest bit of an Easter egg, a little bit of information to keep us excited for this? Just the tiniest little bitty bitty bit. A little bit of something.
What I will tell you is that Isabel, Piper, and Rosanna all have backstory ties to the same agency from very different perspectives and approaches. There may very well come down. There may very well be a moment where the question of whether or not the cell even stays together through the thick and thin of the season will present itself. There are going to be some very big moral quandaries that some of them are going to have to answer. There's going to be moments where characters have to address where their loyalties lie. And whether or not they want to keep hunting when all is said and done.
Man, I said a little bit of something, but that was a lot.
And yet still so vague.
Yeah.
All right, $100 million to whoever can figure out what the hell she was just talking about.
We don't have $100 million. Please don't come for us.
There's nothing legally binding about what Grizz has said.
Yeah, I thought we were freaking shook on it. Like, what the hell? And go ahead and do it. Any other questions, my good friend?
I can't think of anything. I think that's pretty much about it, unless our lovely guest has something else that they want to bring up for our wonderful listeners.
I don't think so. I think you guys asked all of the questions I can think of to answer. And just as a reminder, because we were talking about things to keep people excited about. Mm-hmm. As a reminder, Piper did not make it. Isabel was not the only one last season that walked away with a curse. Hers was the most obvious, but she was not the only one to end the season with a curse last season. So that'll also have to be addressed.
Ooh.
Editor, put in a dun dun dun, but like make it all evil and stuff.
Thanks, Termite.
Appreciate you.
But I think that's it.
It's gonna be my dun dun dun, but like overlaid with like a couple of bases. Anyway. Then all we gotta do is ask everyone to get excited, be excited. It's happening, it's here. We're gonna have Wayfarer season 3, and it's gonna be awesome.
April 5th, which is a Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Make sure that you're here for it. Potentially the last 10 episodes of our very first flagship show.
Make sure you're hydrated. Make sure you have snacks. Be there. Make it happen. All right.
Be ready. Be wacky.
Bye-bye.
Bye.